This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agun Erev Shabbos, everyone. So, we're very excited to continue another season of Gateway to Tefillah, Biur Tefillah, which is dedicated by my dear friend Rabbi Sal Rose and family, Lila Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak. We thank the Rose family for dedicating another year of our Shiurim, and Bez Hashem, the learning should be Eloi Neshama for Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak. Should be a male tzeisha for his whole mishpacha at Bias Gal Tzedek. So we're going now to the source sheets for Biur Tefillah. And we're actually in the middle of Ahava Rabba, and this is where we're going to continue. I want to just remind you of two stirring insights that we learned last year on Ahava Rabba, and then we'll pick it right up. Number one, this is something I've spoken about a lot lately, and it's literally one of the most beautiful ideas that I've ever encountered, and that is, what do the words Ahava Rabba mean? We spoke Wednesday night, and I highly recommend anyone out there to listen to the Wednesday night share. Many people have commented that was the best share that we ever had. So we've had some good ones over the years, and I've really received comments from many people that was the best share. It's called Noach in His Generations and the Coming of Mashiach. Very beautiful. And Rav Schwab, that we quoted, says the word Rabba does not mean great. It doesn't mean God loves us with a great love. It means God loves us with an ever-increasing love, with an expanding love. As the generations pass, God loves us more and more, evident by the expansion of Torah, Svarim, Yeshivos. That indicates God's love for the Jewish people becomes greater and greater. And we pointed out then that since our love for Hashem is reflective of His love for us, there's no generation in history that has more of a historic opportunity to love Hashem back than our generation, as God loves us more than any other generation, and we therefore love Him more. Now, another important idea was from the Vilna Gaon, Ava Rabba Ahavtanu Hashem Elokeinu. God, in the time of the Avos, You loved us. However, Chemla Gedoyla V'Yisera Chamalta Aleinu. After the Chet Ha'ega, when You forgave us, Chemla Gedoyla V'Yisera, Your mercy and Your compassion to us was even more exceedingly great. So, from here we see articulated the great principle that second chances are greater than the first chance. And before we sinned, God only loved us greatly. After we sinned, God's mercy on us was exceedingly great. The Avudraham brings that in Ahava Rabba, there are many important tenets that are included. Number one, Hashem loves us more than the nations of the world. Number two, God gave us the Torah. To believe in Hashem's Yichud. V'yached levavenu l'ahava l'irashamecha. That Hashem is the master of everything. But when all is said and done, the bracha ends off with love and not with yichud, even though the subject of the bracha also includes the unity of God. Nevertheless, we say, ul yachedcha bi'ahava, or v'yachid levavenu, but the bracha ends off be'ahava, says the Avudraham, and that is because that to declare God's oneness, if it is not may ahava, may lev shalem, it doesn't work at all. It is not admirable. The Avudraham then quotes the Baal HaMenhagos, that why do we say ahava soilam or ahava rabba after yotzer hamoiros? Because in ahava rabba we talk about the unity of God and the giving of the Torah. And the unity of God and the giving of the Torah illuminates more than any luminary. So in Yotzer HaMa'oros, we talk about the sun, but the sun only illuminates during the day. But the Torah illuminates day and night. This is similar to in Perek Yotes and Tehillim. We talk about the illumination of the orbs of the heaven. We say, Hashamayim Mesaprim Kvoid Kel Umase Yadav Magid Harakia. We talk about the illumination of the luminaries. However, we then compare and contrast, and we say the Torah illuminates even greater. Torah Hashem Temima Meshivas Nafesh, Eidos Hashem Ne'emana. So, therefore, and once we say Eidos Hashem Ne'emana, so we have to testify about God's unity. So we immediately say Kriya Shema. So basically, the order of operations are, we talk about the luminaries in Yotzei HaMa'ariv, we talk about a greater luminary, the Torah, and then we are Meyached Hashem's name, because the Torah is an Eidos, of Eidos Hashem Ne'emana, Makimas Pesi. The Avudraham, though, is bothered by a question. He says it's a very nice pshat, but why do we say Ahavas Oilam after HaMa'ariv Aravim? That's not talking about the light of the luminaries. Okay. Now, it is well known, Minhag Ashkenaz is not to say Ahavas Oilam in the morning, but rather Ahava Rabba. Comes the Noid B'Yehuda. As we know, the Noid B'Yehuda was one of the foremost advocates of Minhag Ashkenaz, following the pathway of the Balei HaTosfos, not to deviate to any other Nusach, specifically Nusach Sfard. I don't mean davening the Nusach of the Sfardim. I mean the Noid B'Yehuda was well-known opponent of the Nusach of the early Hasidim. And the Noid B'Yehuda writes, why is Minhag Ashkenaz to say Ahava Rabba? He says, because in the morning, we're like a new creation. And in Eicha, we say, Chadashim labikarim Rabba emunasecha. So since in reference to our revivification in the morning, we have the word Rabba, Rabba emunasecha, therefore we say Ahava Rabba. And the pasuk Rabba emunasecha is a reference to Tchias HaMesim, therefore in the morning we say Ahava Rabba. Therefore, every morning we try to strengthen our belief in Tchias HaMesim, because Hashem returns our soul to our bodies, which are, for all intents and purposes, corpses. Therefore, we reinforce that by saying the word Rabbah. Now, in the evening, in the Berachos Kriya Shema, we're going to ask for future gifts. Meaning, we're going to ask for God to save us from our adversaries, from our foes, from our enemies, from the dangers, that we shouldn't trip, fall. So we say, and in the end of the bracha in the evening, we say, V'ahavascha al tasir mimenu le'oilamim. The reason we say in the evening, V'ahavascha al tasir mimenu le'oilamim, because we're soon going to ask God to protect us from future danger in future times. So to begin similar to the way we end, just like we're going to end, V'ahavascha al tasir mimenu le'oilamim, we also begin in the evening, Ahavas Oilam. But in the morning, we're thanking God for things He did for us in the past. We're lahagid ba'boiker chastecha, that He took us out of Mitzrayim. So in the morning, we say Ahava Rabba, a reference to past things Hashem did for us. But watch this. Says the Noid B'Yehuda, this explanation is so compelling. V'lachei nirolani yazdaiti, nosach shalanu ashkenazim toirahi. Our nosach of B'nai Ashkenaz. It's Torah. It's the reality of Torah. To say Ahava Rabba, not to say Ahava Soilam. And even though Svardim should maintain their minhag, they have what to rely on, and one should not change their minhag. But the new fangled movements, the Noid B'Yehuda says, who are changing minhag Avaisenu. What is he referring to? He's referring to the early Hasidim who changed Minhag Ashkenaz, and says the Noid B'Yehuda, in my opinion, Hema Ladati Poigmim b'chvoid Rabbi Seinu Bali Atosis. They are insulting our great leaders, the Bali Atosis and the Rush. No Ashkenazi has the right to deviate from saying Ahava Rabba. It's a pagam in the covet of the Rishonim. Not only that, Vasidim Liten Asadin, says Noidab Yuda, they are destined to have to give an accountability in heaven. How can they not say Ahava Rabba? Says the Noidab Yuda, V'ein kan Ahava. They don't show love. Ela Sina, they show hatred. Ulatava Yivakesh Nifrad. As the Noidab Yuda is known to have spoken very fiercely against any Ashkenazim changing from authentic Minag Ashkenaz. By the way, the Mahari Al-Ghazi writes, even those who say Ahav HaSoylam in the morning may not say it on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, everyone must say Ahav HaRabba. Okay, let's move on. The Gra, we say in Ahav HaRabba, Va'avor Avoseinu Shabbat Chuvacha V'atalamdeim Chukei Chayim. Because of our forefathers that trusted in you, and you taught them the statutes of life, so too you should be gracious to us. The Gra on Mishlei, quoting the Oris HaGra, says the purpose of giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael is for Klal Yisrael to place their trust in Hashem, bitachin. Like it says, Vayasimu Beloikim Kislam. So the Gra says, Iker HaKoel is Bitachon HaShalem. That is the klal of all the mitzvahs. Therefore we say, because of our forefathers that trusted in you. So not only are we learning from the Gra, the purpose of the Torah was to trust in Hashem, but the way we were able to be Zoicha to the Torah is by trusting in Hashem. Ba'avor Avoseinu Shabbat Chuvacha. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, the great Rosh Hashiva Panovich, in the Sefer Zichron Shmuel, points out that he heard from the Chafetz Chaim that if a father would hear his son say, "Our Father, merciful Father, who has mercy, have mercy on me," the father would realize that the son is desperate. Says the Chafetz Chaim, think about how we daven for Torah every day. You know, we ask Hashem to heal us. We ask Hashem for food. But there's nothing we pray for with the desperation with which we pray for Torah. We say, Avinu Avharachaman, our Father, merciful Father, Hamerachim, who has mercy, Rachim Aleinu, have mercy on us. What are we asking for? Are we asking for food, shelter, clothing? No, we're asking for life itself. V'sein b'libeinu lahavin olahaskel. Why do we sound so desperate? Marv Rabbeisai, because without insight into Torah, we have no life. The Torah is our life. And as important as anything may be in our lives, nothing is more important than life itself. And therefore, what requires our most impassionate plea is our request to understand the Torah. V'sein b'libeinu lahavin olahaskil. Therefore, we invoke God's mercy. Hamerachim, rachim aleinu. Now we ask Hashem, Lahavin, Ulahaskil, Lishmaya, Lilmoid, Ulalamed, Lishmar, Vilasois. But what does it mean, Ulakayim? So simply you say to fulfill the Torah. But we already said, Vilasois, to perform it. What are we lacking? Says the Kafachayim, you could have somebody. He understands Torah. He comprehends Torah. He learns Torah. He teaches Torah. He observes. He keeps. But he doesn't support other people learning. Say Chazal, he is not blessed. Just the opposite. He's Arur. It's not enough to learn. It's not enough to teach. It's not enough to observe. A person has to support Torah financially. The Kaf HaChaim writes, when a person says, Ulekayim es kol divrei samatar sech bi'ava, they should be mechavein to accept the mitzvah of being machzik loim de Torah. The Yushalmi says, someone who learned, taught, observed, kept, and he was able to support and he didn't, he's Arur. So if we're davening, v'sein b'libeinu, lahavin, ulahaskil, l'shmaya, l'omad olam, l'shav l'asois, but if you could be mechazek and you're not mechazek, so you need to daven, Hashem, help me support Torah also. Let's end off with the following approach. The Gemara says in Brachas Yud Aleph that in the morning we make two brachas before Kriya Shema. The Gemara says the second bracha is Ahava Rabba. The Gemara says someone who got up to learn and didn't make Brachas HaTorah, once he already said Ahava Rabba and Shema, Ahava Rabba covers Shema. The question is, if Ahava Rabba is a Brachas HaTorah and it's basically a bakasha that Hashem should help us understand, appreciate, have insight in Torah, then what's it doing before Kriya Shema? Now the Ramban implies it's actually a Brachas HaMitzvah for the Chiv of Kriya Shema. Why don't we make a Bracha on Kriya Shema? Says Ramban, Ahava Rabba is a Brachas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema. But simply put, if Ahava Rabba is a Brachas HaTorah, why do we say it before Shema? Rav Isaac Sher was the Rosh Yeshiva of Slabodka. Rav Miller was a student of Rav Isaac Sher. He has a beautiful approach in his Sefer Leket, Sichos Musar, Chelek Beis. He says, in Ahava Rabba we ask, Lahavin Ulahaskel, Lishmaya, Lilmoid Ulalamed, Lishmar Velasois Ulakayim. Says Rav Isaac Sher, this is not just a Brachas HaTorah, but rather this is a prayer that we should be Zoicha to fulfill all of the various commands that we encounter in Kriya Shema. In Kriya Shema, We are given a charge, vishinantam. You should teach the Torah sharply, diligently. That the Torah should be sharp in your mouth. That if someone asks you a question, you should not stumble. You should tell them immediately. How would a person be able to have such prowess in learning that if someone asks them a question, they can answer sharply on any area of the Torah? That's only if they have Havana and Haskalah in the Torah. So therefore, since in Kriya Shema we encounter the obligation of the Shinan Tam Levanecha, therefore, as an introduction, we pray the same B'libeinu Lahavin Ulahaskel, because if we'll understand and comprehend, we'll be able to fulfill our obligation that we'll read in Kriya Shema, V'Shinan Tam Levanecha. Then we say Lishmaya. The obligation of Lishmaya, we also read about in Kriya Shema, in the second parsha. V'haya im Shamaya tishmu el mitzvaysai. What does it mean, Shamaya? Shamaya tishmu is learning Torah. But what do you mean? There's already a mitzvah of Vilimaratem, Ushamartem. Says the Chazal, you would think you're only chayiv in learning if it will bring to observance. But learning is not dependent on observance. Meaning, aside from observance, there's an independent obligation of learning. That's the mitzvah of Shamaya Tishmu. Therefore, we ask Hashem, Lishmoya. Lishmoya is Shmias Divrei Torah, meaning to have a deep appreciation, to have a hargosha. Aside from Lahavinu Lahaskel, to be Zoichan Lechachmas HaTorah, you need Shmia, you need an inner ear to be able to appreciate the depth of the mitzvahs. Then we have Lilmoid. We have the mitzvah of Lilmoid in Kriya Shema. V'samtem es devarai ela al levavchem. Which is Azhara, to learn Torah. Then, Lilamed, we have a mitzvah of teaching in Kriya Shema. Like the pasuk says, V'limadetem oisam es b'neichem ledaber bam. Es b'neichem ar talmidim. Then we have Lishmar Velasois. In the parasha of Tzitzis, we have Shmira of all the mitzvahs lo yisaseh and Asiya on all the mitzvahs aseh. Like it says, Laman Tizkeru va'asisem es kol mitzvoisai. And Lekayim is a reference to being accepting the yoke of heaven, which is a theme that is spun throughout the entire Kriya Shema. So therefore, the tefillah, lahavinu lahaskil, is to fulfill vishinantam. Lishmaya, to fulfill mshamaya tishmu. Lilmaid is to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of learning, which is v'samtem es devarai ela alavavchem. Lilamed, v'limare temoisam. Lishmar v'lasois is l'man tizkeru v'asisem es kol mitzvoisai. L'kayim is kabbalas omachu shamayim. So Ahava Rab is not just a Birchas HaTorah, but these specific requests that we make in Ahava Rabba are bar kashos to be able to fulfill the various chiyuvim that we're going to read about in the Kriya Shema. Okay, Rabbeisai, thank you everybody for joining this morning. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos, bracha v'hatzlacha, and we should be zoicha to hear Besorois Tovos from Klal Yisrael. Especially in Eretz Yisrael. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.